Welcome back, woman of God. You cannot keep silent. You must come forth and come out of the shadows of others. There is a work you must do for such a time as this. I am taking my episode today from the book of Esther 4:14. Listen in. I believe that you're going to be blessed. This is just a short message of encouragement for you this week. Hey, sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's giving call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. As always, I love to start my episodes with a passage of scripture. And today, it's going to come from Esther 4:14. It reads, "For if you remain silent at this time, liberation and rescue will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish, since you did not help when you had the chance. And who knows whether you have obtained royalty for such a time as this, and for this very purpose." Woo! Woman of God, this is a short, encouraging message for you this morning. And I want to tell you that you cannot keep silent. You feel the stirring in your spirit for such a time as this. Your silence needs to be broken because there are women waiting to hear from you. You were called for such a time as this. This passage of scripture is just so powerful because it is telling Esther, if she remains silent, liberation and rescue is going to come for the Jews, but it's going to come from another place. And that her and her father's house is going to perish, since they didn't do anything to help when they had the chance. Oh my gosh. We do not want to perish without doing what we are called to do. Think about these questions here. What are you keeping silent on? What are those things or what are those concerns that you have that you're not speaking about? What are those desires that you have that you're not acting upon? What gifts do you have? What are some of the things that light you up when you're doing it? Those things that you're so passionate about and you feel so good about doing. What do people come to you for? When people come to you, what are they asking you? Why are they coming to you? Are they coming to you for advice? Are they coming to you because you have a listening ear? What are those things that you have kept silent on that needs to be brought out into the forefront? Those things that need to be talked about, the things that needs to be expressed. What are those things that have kept you silent? You must, woman of God, take the leap of faith and come out the shadow of others, and you must trust what God has placed inside of you. Your time is now. We don't want anything to perish. We want to do what God has called us to do now. Maybe that's why the spirit inside of you is just stirring up some things. Just stirring up some things. Because you are called for this. For such a time as this. And for this very purpose. I just want to leave you with that word of encouragement today. I know it's a short episode, but I just want you to sit and think and meditate on it and ask yourself, what are you keeping silent on and why are you keeping silent? Why? What has silenced you? Why do you not want to speak out? What is holding you back? What is keeping you from moving forward? These are questions I want you to sit with and ask yourself this week. And I know I have some previous episodes that you can go back to, and it will help you take a leap of faith, and it'll help you break your silence so you can fulfill the purpose that God has called you to. That's what it's all about in the first place. I hope this little message blessed you, and I'll talk to you again soon. Hey sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God's given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.